Xin chào.
안녕하세요.
สวัสดีค่ะ.
สบายดี. 你好.
Who's today?
明天来吧.
¿Cómo está acá?
Everybody, welcome to Dragon Radio. This is Dragon Radio 48. I'm your host, Tony Reno. It's been a while, but I'm back. Had a very successful Rocket Festival here in Hong Kong. Also, if you want to check out some cool videos that I did, I interviewed all the bands that auditioned for the Rocket Festival. You can go to Google Video and just search Rocket Report, R-O-C-K-I-T, space, report. Pretty neat, pretty cool. At the Rocket Festival, I did meet a very, very cool band called Tuku. Unfortunately, they sing in English, so I can't play them here on the show. But check out their MySpace page, Tuku Band, T-O-O-K-O-O Band at MySpace, and listen to their music. Very cool punk rock stuff. They got me a CD, a compilation CD from Beijing. It's got music from all over China. And we're going to play two tracks off of that. Also on the show, we have an interview with RockInChina.com's Max, the man that made it all happen and a good partner of mine here on Dragon Radio. He helps me a lot with some music from China and just figuring out the whole scene. And we'll interview him and find out what's going on. As always, if you have questions about the podcast, email me at info@dragonradio.hk. And always, 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 please vote for your favorite music at www.dragonradio.hk, my website. Let's start the show off with music from the CD I bought off the Tuku guys. It's called Emo Rocks China. We're going to hear Raving Radio and their song That's All Right. But before we get to that, we're going to hear a band called CO2 right here and their song Apple a Day, only on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk.
Bye-bye.
when I started this podcast, I received a few emails, encouraging emails, and one of the emails I got that was most encouraging was from a man named Max from Germany, who had spent a lot of time in China and started a website, rockinchina.com. And today I've asked Max to come on the show to talk a little bit about the rock music scene in China. Welcome to Dragon Radio, Max.
Hello, thanks a lot.
We've known each other, I guess, for almost a year now through email, but I think this is the first time we've actually spoken. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I think the first time we got in contact was somewhere 2005, mm-hmm. beginning of 2005, something
and
like this.
And tell me a little bit about your history in China. How did you build the website? Why did you build the website? And when did it all come together?
I came to China in 2003 and moved to Beijing in 2004. And there I met a very good friend of mine, Mr. Yu Yang, who is one of the guys behind the Painkiller Heavy Music magazine. And together with him, one evening in a bar, we just had the idea, why is there actually no website at all about Chinese rock? I mean, there are some in Chinese about Wuhan, about Beijing, Shanghai, but there's no English one. So we said, hey, we just do it by our own. And that's actually how it was born. We just started with a small HTML template, then moved on to our own domain, and pretty much that's the story behind.
So you started the website in 2003. It's still up and running, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
And who? When did you leave China?
I left China in the mid of 2005.
Okay. And do you plan on going back and continuing your work there, or what's the plan for the next couple of years at least?
For the next year, I'm going to stay in Germany, though in the middle, at the end of 2006, I'm planning to return to China to go on working there.
Do you know where you'll be? Beijing, Shanghai, any choice? Where would you like to work in China again?
I would like to work in Beijing. Actually, I tried several cities, including Shanghai and Xi'an, but I think Beijing would be best.
I agree with you. I much prefer Beijing over Shanghai. I don't know why, but it's just a different feeling. It seems more of a working town, kind of has more culture, in my
That's
opinion,
right.
more history. So tell me about the music scene in China. You are the expert, and you have your own podcast now. You started, I think you're on number 5. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Number 5 was out 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Great. And what is your feeling about the Chinese rock scene? Is it something that you see a lot of in Germany? I mean, are Chinese bands actually making it to the German market?
First of all, to the scene itself, it's amazing. Then the feeling you get there when you're actually at the shows, when you see the band, it's pure energy. I never saw the same kind of scene in Germany. It's totally different. In Germany, mostly, yeah, you have your small underground bands here, you have your small underground band there, but there's no real scene behind them. It's like, yeah, sometimes people go to the show, watch the show, and think it's okay. But in China, everything's underground. I mean, there are no mainstream rock bands. I mean, real rock bands. There are some pop rock bands, but everything's in the underground. And so the scene itself is very much more lively there.
Is the content of the lyric, do you speak Chinese, Mandarin?
Some.
Okay.
Some.
Do you find that a lot of the music is politically oriented, or what are most of the lyrics about, or what are most of the emotions in the Chinese music scene? What are some of the repeating themes?
At the moment, most of the themes, I think, are focused on oneself, on either the person who is singing or the person who is listening to music, like how to live the life, what to do. Political themes are very rare at the moment. Mm. It was different 10 years ago with the big bands like Tang Dynasty, Cui Jian, and others who tried to include their political and social criticism in the music. Mm-hmm. Though, as you know, the political system in China is a little bit different from the one in Germany or other countries. Mm-hmm. So it's very tough for bands to really speak political things in China.
Another interesting thing I wanted to talk about as far as Chinese music in other countries. I know for me, for Dragon Radio, it's important to reach other audiences in English-speaking countries. For you in Europe, Do you find mm-hmm. you have a lot of friends or know a lot of people who are listening to the music that you're promoting?
Actually, my personal friends, I introduce the music to them, and some of them are listening partly to Chinese music. Though most of the people I really know in person, they don't listen to Chinese music. Though there are, I think, quite a lot of persons in Germany who are doing their own kind of fan scene about Asian music. But not too many, I would say.
Have you had much exposure to other Asian bands and Asian music scenes besides China?
Actually, no. So far, not. But I'm quite interested in the others.
Yeah, I guess that's why you listen to Dragon Radio?
That's right.
Well, that's why I listen to your podcast, because one of the things I try to do with Dragon Radio is cover all of Asia. And really, if I decided to focus on China, that would be a whole other podcast, because there is so much music. So I'm actually grateful that you do have your podcast and you do have your website, because I think it's an excellent complement to what I'm doing, and vice versa, I hope. Currently, you're doing the podcast from Germany. Is somebody in China working on the website, or are you doing the website from Germany, or how is that all working?
I'm doing the website together with Yu Yang, my colleague, and we're splitting it. It's like most things in the technical things behind the server things he's doing, because the server is in China. I think it's in China, maybe I already moved to Germany.
Okay.
Whereas some of the content I'm doing, like the blog or the podcast, that's what I'm doing.
Okay. So the website is rockinchina.com.
That's right.
The podcast is also there. And there's another website. I got an email. I can't remember the name of it, but it's in the he has a wiki site or a Wikipedia mention.
Wiki.charlotte.org.
Yeah, charlotte.org.
Yeah, that's right. That's something we're doing together with the website charlotte.org. The man behind charlotte.org is Adam, and he has set up a wiki, and we said, hey, let's work together. We have so much knowledge about the bands, about the scene, so we've put all our band content into the wiki, and we're now making the wiki together.
So that's still all China content, correct?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Now, who are some of your favorite bands right now in China, in the mainland?
Oh, there are quite a lot of bands. I would say the band Yaksa is really, really amazing. Then, that's a tough question. There's so many good bands.
Well, I guess
I don't want.
I guess people can hear the bands you choose and the bands you like on your podcast, correct?
Sure, sure.
Yeah. And what about the, just out of my own curiosity, what about the German music scene? How is the German music scene compared to the, let's say, the Chinese music scene? What's besides the energy of the crowds that you mentioned, what about the actual commercial value of the music that's in Germany? How does it compare to the music in China?
The problem here in Germany is that every underground band is actually playing good music. But to become big, to become famous, to become known, they only need a pure chance. It's pure chance here. Mm. So, yes, you have a lot of gigs, but there's no organized underground scene like in China. There's no big website like Rock in China, like Rock in Germany. There's nothing like this. So basically, you have your small clubs, and they have their own website saying, hey, we have this band, we have this band. And then the band has to do the rest, has to book the concerts, has to go around. But it's not that I could say there's a scene of Munich, or I don't know of a real scene in Munich. I know there are a few bands in Munich which are quite famous in the underground, but there's no real scene for me here.
Okay. Interesting. The next band we're going to play here on the show is Secondhand Rose. Can you tell me about them a little bit?
Yeah, Secondhand Rose, they're a band, they're combining folk music, traditional Chinese folk music, and rock music. So actually the singer is always dressing in women's clothes and is making up like traditional Chinese opera singers.
Huh, interesting.
The band was formed in 2000,
and since then,
and since then they already visited Europe. They had been in Switzerland in 2002. They joined the biggest superstar of rock in China, Zuijian, in 2003 in the Snow Mountain Festival. I think they've been several times in the MIDI Festival as well.
And how many CDs do they have? From what I saw on the web, I think it's just one. Is that correct?
Yeah, they have only one real CD by their own, self-titled Secondhand Rose Band, though they're included in the US in the compilation Beijing Band 2001 and in several other compilations around China.
I want to thank you for taking the time to talk to us and remind people that your website is rockinchina.com, www.rockinchina.com, one word. And I encourage them to listen to your podcast as well. I listen to it. I look forward to it every week. It serves a purpose for all people who love Asian music. So I thank you, and we'll just end this interview with a Secondhand Rose song, okay?
Okay, sure.
Song.
Well, we pretty much hit all the bases on this show. We got into China deep. We started the show off with emo rock music from China. A CD called Emo Rocks China, a band called CO2, An Apple a Day, followed by Raving Radio's song, That's All Right. And also we heard Secondhand Rose from their one and only CD. They formed in 2002, and they still have only put out one CD. They're playing all over the place, but that is a song called Because, off the Secondhand Rose CD with the same title, Secondhand Rose, from Beijing. Those first three bands, all from Beijing. And this last track we just heard was Manchu Head from Northern Manchuria, and a song called The Man Machine, DJ music from China. You don't hear a lot of it, not a lot of rap, not a lot of electronica, and not a lot of DJing. But more and more, it's coming along, and I found Manchu Head on MySpace, and he actually has some good tracks, really good stuff, some interesting work. Looking forward to hear a full LP from him someday as well. Well, we're going to finish up another show on Dragon Radio. Sad to say, it's the last song of the show. I'd like to thank everybody. A special thanks to Chris Flahaven, my Canadian friend, who lives here in Hong Kong, and my music buddy. We talk a lot of music, hours and hours on end. Great person to have around. And he helped me a lot on the Rocket Reports. He was the cameraman. So thank you, Chris. Don't forget to email me, info@dragonradio.hk. Don't forget to go to my website, www.dragonradio.hk, and vote for your favorite song and or feature here on the show. We're going to finish this show off now with a band from Shanghai, China. The band is called Tianmi Dehazi, and this is a song called Zaizi Shang from their CD, Zaizi Shang, and it's the only CD they've put out so far, but they're due to put one out in 2007. So this is Tianmi Dehazi and Zaizi Shang on Dragon Radio, dragonradio.hk. Have a good week, everybody.
修的自行车在变成废品之前丢了。